GOP reacts to Biden business receiving $20 million while Joe Biden was VP, bribe money. By Wendell Hasebo on August 9, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comers, RKY, announcement on Wednesday that the Biden business received $20 million from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan while President Joe Biden was vice president drew strong reactions from Republicans. The committee revealed the third tranche after subpoenaing six different banks and receiving thousands of records in response. The committee said its subpoenas were tailored to individuals and companies that engaged in business activities with Biden family members and their business associates. The committee previously unveiled two tranches of Biden business bank records. Those showed the Biden business received at least $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China. In total, nine Biden family members received payments from the family foreign business ventures, including two of Joe Biden's grandchildren. During Joe Biden's vice presidency, Hunter Biden sold him as the brand to reap millions from oligarchs in Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine, Comer said in a press release. It appears no real services were provided other than access to the Biden network, including Joe Biden himself. Representative Jim Banks, RN, questioned how Democrats continue to defend Joe Biden with continual evidence dripping out against the president. Former deputy assistant to former President Donald Trump Sebastian Gorka posted on Twitter, "Tell Kevin," perhaps referencing House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's threats of opening an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Representative Russell Fry, RSC, praised Comer for obtaining the Biden family business bank records. Steve Guest, a Republican communications savant, dubbed the payments to the Biden business bribes, a word an FBI informant used to convey a $5 million payment to Joe Biden from a Ukrainian oligarch. Representative Mary Miller, REL, said the $20 million included cash, diamonds, and cars to sell out America. Alex Brusewitz, CEO of X Strategies, LLC and an ally of former President Donald Trump, said the payments are justification to impeach Joe Biden. Representative Lisa McClain, Army, said the revelation is irrefutable evidence that the White House refuses to acknowledge. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, quoted a story from Just the News about the revelation that ties the payments to Joe Biden. Stephen Miller, senior advisor to Donald Trump and founder of America First Legal, dubbed the Biden family as the crime family. In July, Comer said the Biden family business caused six banks to flag more than 170 large amounts of money in suspicious activity reports, SARs, to the U.S. Treasury for review, 20 more than previously known. According to a 2020 Senate report, SARs often contain evidence of potential criminal activities, such as money laundering and fraud. Comer believes the Biden family opened more than 20 shell companies to hide payments and launder money. When you set up a bunch of shell companies for the sole purpose to launder money, that is called racketeering, he stated. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.